here, I'm going to ask you to read sentences out loud on the slide, and then I'll ask you some questions, and you can answer the question.
Okay.
So, for example.
You want the presentation?
Yes.
That one, yeah.
Thank you. So.
I start reading or?
Right.
Okay.
So you can read it out loud.
In order, right? Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to the New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Right. That's good to know.
It's good to know, right?
Yeah.
So, now I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer with a complete sentence.
Okay.
So, for example, if I say, the price of the train ticket is $5, right? Then you should say, no, the price of the train ticket is...
$20. Or starting now, or was this a demonstration?
No, it's okay.
I thought it was there.
Yeah, I was just trying to.
Okay.
Yes, so that's fine. So you can try to correct me with that.
Okay.
All right. So can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of the bus ticket is $15, right?
The price of the bus is only $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Thank you. Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurant?
Yes. In one single block, you can find also Middle Eastern restaurant.
Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, Chinatown is known for its Asian restaurants.
Thank you. This is the last
dialogue. Okay. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from the 5th Avenue to the 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on old train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, it's 30 feet above the street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it's 2 miles above 11th Avenue.